You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Nobody wants to hear my voice, Bob.
Look who's back.
They thought that you were going to do the whole
again.
Show.
Joey's back. Grab a pen. Joey's back. Joey's
Nobody's
back. Joey's back.
Nobody's
back. Joey's back. Joey's back.
The last time this town has been so disappointed to hear a voice, Bob, I don't know who it was. Maybe whoever called the Dennis Gibson interception. The show sounded great without me.
No,
it did.
We missed
no,
you.
It was, and everybody
it
knows it.
It missed the levity that you.
No,
bring.
It didn't.
Yes, it did.
It had levity. You're
and
obviously.
I was trying to stick around. You see my green check marks on your sheet?
Yeah, it's
because
very
I'm trying
professional.
To keep, there's a lot of things there that you got to try to get in. I didn't realize how much.
Well, that's
stuff
what I mean.
Packed in here.
You could just hear it. You're a seasoned professional, and driving over, listening to you and Tyler, I just thought, I'm a lesser man than you
no,
in many ways.
No,
I am,
John,
and it's
please.
Okay.
Where are we going to start with this?
I know. I just felt it.
No,
and it's true. I'm a lesser man than many men. I'm a better man than some, but a lesser man than many.
You formulate opinions and deliver it accurately, articulately on a lot of topics. You're very good.
Thank you,
and
Bob.
And you should never forget that. In fact, I would tell the bosses right now, because of it, you deserve more money.
I do have some great news for everybody. Bad news for me, great news for everybody else. I may have a vocal cord problem, Bob.
Is that where you went to get checked?
I went to get checked. Well, why is this thing in my upper throat, chest area?
That's,
and why
has
it been there for
you.
4 years? Or not 4 years, four months.
4 months.
4 months. So I have to go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, the old ENT. Do you know a good one, Limits, that perhaps I could go to?
In fact, I don't.
You do?
I got some really good ones, yes.
Yeah? I'll do that. So who knows what's going on? Every day I lose my voice at the beginning of the day and in the afternoon and then at night. That only leaves this show, in which I put much care, like the honey I'm drinking right now, in hot water.
You know what? I think I blame you every day singing to me on the phone every morning for the
that
for
might
the
be
reason.
It.
You know, you hit these octaves that you're not willing to, you know, you're going
know.
Way above your octave range.
Time after time,
time
singing
after
that.
Time after time.
That too. There's definitely a portion of the audience who's like, couldn't we just have done a show with Bob today? And I don't blame them, Bob.
He can look and he will find me.
Time after time.
Did you get my text yesterday of the late Eva Cassidy singing Time
yes.
After Time,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, and that was very good. And
oh
I do
gosh.
Cry a lot, so it's easy for me to cry over things that make me cry like that. And
yeah.
I cry.
Limits, how are you? I love the Golden State Warriors. Hat that you have on. I'm still angry about last night's game.
Jimmy Butler, come on. I know you like that trade. I think it's not going to help them at all.
Kyrie Irving took the second charge of his career to win that game last night. He had taken one charge in his whole career, and he took one to win the game last night. I was livid. I was smashing things down in my man cave. Mm. Very angry. I'm a fan. Bro.
Dallas is, you know, and they don't have
Davis
right now.
They have their JV team on the
floor. But I'm telling you, because of that, you got to watch out for that. I think Jason Kidd and company could put together a pretty good team that could be dangerous in the playoffs. And they're ahead of the Warriors, as you know, right now.
Yeah, because they won the game last night. So I come here with many thoughts and many emotions, as I do often, Bob, but today's very unusual. Limits, it's wonderful to see you. Did I mention that?
It's great to see you as well. It's good to be here. I'm doing well.
All right. So we have a story, or do we? Or do we? Ryan Burr, formerly of Pittsburgh. Is he a Pittsburgh guy born and bred, or did he just work here?
Yeah, I think so. He was an intern for me.
Was he?
Yep. Back in the day, yep.
Well, he works, I think, for Big Ten Network right now. He's been in a couple different places, and he tweeted out this, and I quote, "Steelers have made inquiries to the Jaguars about a trade for QB Trevor Lawrence. This directly from the horse's mouth in the jet." There we go. That's the problem, Bob. Did you hear that at the end of that? It also could be acid reflux. Sometimes it's hard to get through a sentence and something happens.
Can you
give me some numbers?
I do have numbers, yes. Okay. I will give them to you.
This directly from the horse's mouth in the Jags organization, Ryan Burr says. And then in all caps, wow, he tweets at the end. In all caps. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, I mean, we're going to go through this offseason drill where a lot of people are going to be linked to the Steelers in a lot of ways. Some of it may be true. Some of it may not be true. What I hope is true is that Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and the people in the front office are interested in exploring all possibilities, because that would be what you're supposed to do. They currently do not have a GM. They're interviewing people right now in Jacksonville. So I don't expect anything like this to happen without the consent of this, whoever the new GM. You'd have to get his opinion whenever they make this move, whoever it is, if they think that's the right move. They have a lot of money invested in him. I would imagine it would be a heavy price to get him away. Steelers are searching for quarterbacks. It makes sense that speculation comes up all the time. Beyond that, you know, to me, it's one of those things that it goes beyond what they did last year. Last year, to me, was, okay, we saw some things that were possible because it didn't cost that much. A sixth-round pick for Justin Fields, you're picking up only $1 million or so of Russell Wilson. That's an easy choice to make, given the fact they wanted to change the complexion of their quarterback room.
Yeah.
In this case, it's a whole different dynamic. You'd have to give up a ton, not to mention the money, which is fine, but do you see enough in him?
Well, what about the money on the Jags side? That's what I'm more interested in right now, is the money on their side. And, of course, as always with these things, it becomes very confusing. I've seen $200 million in dead money. I've seen $115 million in dead money. And now I see Mike Florio saying if it ever were to happen, the structure of his contract, Florio writes, gives them a window to make a trade. On the 10th day of this league year, he earns a $35 million option bonus. Before then, a trade would trigger a $30 million dead money charge while foisting the balance of his contract onto his new team. That's a lot different than over $100 million in dead money. So, as always, and I don't have a copy of the contract, and if I did, I wouldn't know what the hell it said. That's confusing, is the money. Why the Jags would want to do it from their end. Plus, there's the little item of a Jags beat writer saying that this is a source in the Jags organization tells him this is ridiculous and would never happen.
Well, I saw
that's
that
my
too.
First question.
I saw
what's,
that too.
What's your
I saw
sense
people
of the
down
reality?
There denying this is even possible.
Yeah.
So my reality is it's just the off-season speculation, and it happens. However people want to portray it, go ahead and portray it. It doesn't seem like a fit for either team right now. I still think Jacksonville believes that Trevor Lawrence, under the right leadership, can be a very productive quarterback.
Do you?
I've seen things in him that I really like. I've also seen things I don't like. That doesn't mean he can't turn it around and be more consistent. You got to have the talent first. Consistency is the next, and it's a byproduct of your talent. You've got to make sure you can do that. He's been very erratic that way, but he's gone through a couple of coaches, so we'll see. But I, to me, if you're asking me if this is going to happen, my answer would be no.
Yeah.
It's just too many things in play to make it impossible. Plus, I think the Steelers really do want to find somebody that they want from the beginning that they can turn into that person, or at least has the wherewithal to be that person.
There's a couple of things happening. One is Michael DeRocco is ESPN's Jaguars beat reporter. So he says, regarding recent report that Steelers have inquired about a trade for Lawrence, a Jag source says there's, quote, no chance they'll trade him and called the idea, quote, ridiculous. That's fine. And I lean toward that because of the financial implications, as, you know, inconsistently reported as they are. There has to be serious financial ramifications, both for the Jags and the Steelers in this deal. But having said that, Bob, just because somebody says there's no chance and it's ridiculous doesn't mean something can't happen. Do I believe that Omar called? Because that was really the nature of Ryan Burr's report. Nothing more than that they called. Absolutely. And I would hope they would.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I would hope they'd call every team in the league that they think has a quarterback who might be available in trade. You know, it's like my house. My house isn't for sale, but if you pull up to it after the show today and say, I'll give you $2 million for it, guess what? My house is for sale.
But you got to do your due diligence. The other component of this that makes it at least somewhat palatable here in terms of can it happen is where they draft. if they want to start over with a new quarterback. But again, the dead money hits are very significant. And I still think this dude is young enough where he can be still a very viable option in the NFL. So we'll see. At this point, it's just, to me, speculation. It's what happens in the offseason. There are a lot of links to a lot of different players. We've already heard Aaron Rodgers. We've heard Derek Carr. We've heard
The thing. Here is the moral for me, if you want to call it a moral, or the thread, or the conclusion, is I'm not discounting anything. As quickly as a lot of people would discount this or anything else. We all lost our, that quarterback story is ridiculous card last year when they went out and got Wilson, and Justin Fields.
The dynamic was different. It didn't cost hardly anything.
I know.
I think that dynamic comes
into play
here.
But it also didn't work. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers did anything. I am in no position to say anything's crazy. I hope that Omar is calling everybody to see if their house is for sale. And even though I think that this is a tad unrealistic here, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm glad he called, if that part of the story's true. And I'd absolutely be interested in Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, I would too. I just, my doubt would be, sure, you should call. Like I said, if you're in that position, you got to check everything, given the fact that what happened last year did not work. And you went out of your way to change everything, which means you did it once, you do it again. But at this level, I don't know if it's possible. Would I be interested in Trevor Lawrence? Yes. I've always appreciated what his talent level is. And in the right system, I still think he can be a very effective quarterback. I remember the year he took them to the playoffs. He was really good in that season, and he was good in that game.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
do you believe that part of the story that he called?
I hope he called. Do I believe it? I don't know, but I hope he did. Why wouldn't you? Calling, I mean, you should check everything.
Sure, but
when someone would call my team and say, who's available? I would say, give me an offer about any player, and I'll tell you if he's available or not.
But you wouldn't pick up the phone at all if you were satisfied you had the answer in-house.
No question about it.
And they're not.
No, and
very,
I think
very clearly they're not.
And all I got to remember is last year at this time, they were telling us, when the specific question I asked was, is the future quarterback for your team, this is with Trubisky, with Pickett, and who else was on the roster? I forget now. Who was the third quarterback last year?
I don't remember.
I don't. Anyway, I said, is the future quarterback on?
Rudolph.
Is the future quarterback in this room, or in this building? The answer was yes, and the answer turned out not to be yes.
Right, so when Art says I'd prefer the starter to be Fields or Wilson, that means nothing.
At this point, they're looking, and they should be looking, and you know, when you're in this situation, you got to come. That's the problem with chasing quarterbacks. Every offseason, if it doesn't work, you're going to keep chasing.
Yes.
And you have to figure this out sooner rather than later, and it's become now a third year of this.
What I don't need out there from people and other reporters and things like that is, oh my God, this is just so stupid. The Steelers would never do that. I was on a golf course last year, big surprise, Bob, when the Kenny the Kenny Pickett news came down.
Yeah.
You're telling me you weren't shocked by that?
No, I was totally shocked by that. And I never would have thought that would happen.
Even though there were some rumors to that effect that were getting shot down daily as being crazy. Or the Russell Wilson stuff. Steelers aren't bringing in Russell Wilson. Why are you even saying that?
Got a tweet here from Robert Limeson, or Lamison. I'm not sure, Robert, if I got this right. He says, I am a Jags fan. I live in Pittsburgh, but I religiously listen to 1010X in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They are completely shutting down this idea. The ESPN people, all of them, call it ridiculous and not happening. So that's what they're saying down there.
That's fine. And I tend to believe that, but nothing would surprise me. And just because people say something's crazy and not true doesn't mean it is.
No, I totally agree with that.
Finances, more than anything else, tell me this. This is not going to happen.
But I also don't have a GM right now. I think that's important. I don't think Khan down there is
maybe this is the perfect time to call.
But he's not the guy who's ultimately going to make this play in advance of hiring a GM. Would you do that? If you're going to hire a GM,
I don't know.
Why don't you give the GM?
It doesn't seem like he's been the most stable guy down there. So who knows? No, I don't think this is going to happen. But the story is way bigger. If just what Ryan Burr reported is true, then the Steelers are checking out other quarterbacks, as they should. So why don't we take a look around the league, Bob? And you tell me, and Limits, I'd love to invite you into this little exercise, if you would be calling this team about their quarterback. Now, some are absolutely ridiculous. You're not calling Buffalo about Josh Allen, for example. But let's take a look around the league. Bob, because was it you the other day or somebody with us who said there will be one quarterback at least out there this offseason who is unexpectedly available moved?
I think that's true every year.
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
Financial ramifications withstanding here. Let's take a look around the league. I don't have everybody's contract in front of me. This is merely an exercise, and please don't try this at home. Bob, did you say you had more golf for us?
No, I said I ran into our pro at Chartiers has saw your swing. I've been making sure people see it.
Yeah.
And Joe Klinchak's a very good evaluator of golf. He had a tip, which I'll tell you about later.
Oh, no.
No, it's a simple tip.
They have waiting lists. They won't let me in, Bob, your club. They put me on, not that I'm blaming them, but I can't
go. We haven't had a waiting list for a while, but now we do. We do have, but I could see what I could do to manipulate that.
Manipulate the waiting list. I'm not cutting ahead in line. I'm just saying it seemed like a bad time. That's all.
We look for the best people we could find, and I can't think of anyone better than you.
And I'm still a lesser man than you. Can I have your? You don't use your thing. Could I use yours while you're not using it?
Membership? I've spent more money on and just.
What if I split the membership with you, and then I'll use it?
I got to play more.
Can we split it?
Well,
and I'll
use
it?
Ask if that's
okay.
Yeah,
ask if that's possible. Let's go around the league. You guys ready? You're Omar Khan. You're on the line. Is this man available? I do believe that he called Jacksonville and said, I'm just checking in here. What's up? Now, I don't know. Who do you call there? The owner, I guess, with no GM?
See, that's my thing. There's no GM. Who are you calling? That would make me think that maybe didn't happen, but then again, speculation is speculation, and we can always talk.
All right. Not Buffalo. Would you call Miami about Tua?
No.
No.
You?
Probably not. Now, again, I realize people are going to be like, oh, the contract situation is crazy.
I don't have
all the contracts. That's me, too. I don't have the contracts in front of me. I know that it seems like every time this guy gets hit, people talk about, is that the last time he's ever going to play? That doesn't seem ideal, Bob.
No.
Okay. Nobody on the Jets, nobody on the Patriots because they got their guy. Oh, boy. Would you call the Colts about Anthony Richardson?
No.
Limits?
No.
He hesitated.
You hesitated there.
No, I was actually reading a tweet that Ryan Burr is a Baldwin grad. He grew up in Whitehall. Did you know that, Bob? I didn't. He's in my own neck of the woods.
Are you proud of him, Limits?
I'm very proud. But no, I would not be interested in Anthony Richardson at all.
Okay. How about Levis and Butthead?
No.
Will Levis?
They want to get rid of him.
No.
You laugh. Is he better than Justin Fields?
No.
I don't think so.
They have the number one pick for a reason.
All right. Okay. Mason Rudolph, would you call about him?
No.
I'm half kidding.
No.
No.
That ship is sailed. I like Mason a lot, but that time is come and gone. No.
It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
Would you call the Dallas Cowboys about Dak Prescott? What?
No.
No.
You said you'd do your due diligence, Bob, but you won't call anybody.
No, I'm just not interested in him.
Why?
Because I don't think he can take you to where you need to go, and the price is way too high.
He's better than Trevor Lawrence. Way better, by the way.
I'm still not.
Way better.
I'm just not a Dak Prescott. I appreciate what he's done. He got his money. Good for him, but I don't think. They've struggled down there with him.
Limits, I know you don't like him.
I do not. I think he's just an average quarterback.
That I thought you took that back last time. 2 years ago, he was almost the MVP of the league.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was almost the MVP of the league this year. And I like Sam Darnold a lot, but he's also decently average, especially in the
Dak
scheme.
Dak Prescott has had several. I'm not going to argue about him again. We've already done this, Limits. To call him an average quarterback, Bob, is an unbelievable insult. This guy's had years of like 37 touchdowns and like four picks and stuff like that. Come on, Limits. Bob, what do you have to say to Limits about that?
No, I agree with what he said.
He's an average quarterback?
Thank you, Bob.
In critical games when it counts, it seems like
That's very different than what he just said. 2 years ago, he was in the top five in MVP votes.
Right.
He had 36 touchdowns and 9 picks.
That's fine.
2 years before that, he had 37 and 10. 2 years before that, he had 30 and 11.
Well, then call.
If you don't like him, that's great.
Call.
But to call him average is ludicrous.
Just go out and call somebody.
Call 1-800.
Dak. 1-800-WORKER.
Dak, help. Help, Dak. Absolutely, I would. And again, not having the contract in front of me. Of course I would.
I think Dak is a bad guy. I think he's a good guy.
We're not talking about his personality. You said he's an average quarterback, and all his numbers are way, way, way above average.
Well, I mean, he did
You may not think he can bring you to the promised land. I completely get that. But to call him average, Limits, I don't know about that. Who else can we call? Are you calling the Vikings about one of their two quarterbacks? I guess Darnold is going to hit the market. Is that the idea here?
Yeah, and then J.J. McCarthy, who
if they retain Darnold, are you calling about the other guy, J.J.? Oh,
absolutely I am.
Limits?
Yes, I'm calling about J.J. McCarthy. I'm not wanting a deal done there, but I'm curious to see what they'd give up.
Are you calling? Here's where he's going to say yes, Bob. Here's where Limits will say yes. Are you calling the Carolina Panthers about Bryce Young?
Absolutely I am.
I like that.
Absolutely. Bryce Young showed a lot of flashes in those final six games of the year when he came back from being benched, and it seemed like he was just entirely dejected. And when a fan who was right outside of practice that said, Bryce, it's going to be okay, and shook his hand and wished him well, ever since that fan made a good impact on Bryce Young, everything has changed. And he won 2 out of his last 3, and that roster in Carolina's bottom 5 in the NFL. Yeah, I think he turned a corner.
He stinks, Bob.
I would call. But I wouldn't be
What entices you about him?
Just talent. I think Austin's right. In the last 6 games of the year, I thought he had really good decisions in the pocket. I thought he got better as the year went on. That's a good sign for a young quarterback. So I'd call, sure. But I wouldn't anticipate them making a move. Because I think
both of
like
you are
too.
Wrong. In the fourth last game of the year against Dallas, he had 2 interceptions and a 73 rating. Now, in his last 3 games, both of you are right. He played well. 7 touchdowns, no picks, high passer ratings, ran for 68 in 1 game. And he was 2-1, but they played an Atlanta team that was sort of already quitting. They lost to Tampa Bay 48-14, and the other game was against Arizona. I honestly, kidding aside, I'd be mildly intrigued here.
Okay.
I'd rather try him than Justin Fields. Would you guys? You have a choice for your quarterback next year.
I would
year.
Go there.
Bryce Young or Fields? Which one?
I would go there. Him. Bryce Young.
I'd rather have Bryce Young too.
Okay. Are you calling the Rams about Matthew Stafford? Now, is he going to hit the open market too, Bob?
No, unless they release him. He still has time left on a contract, which would precipitate a trade. Dead money, a lot of it, and all this kind of stuff as well. I mean, I like him, but I don't know how much of the red tape and everything that gets involved in that has to be done. I'd prefer younger.
I'm in the same boat. Like, I would definitely ask and see what the price would be and would be interested, but it feels like Stafford would be more of a Band-Aid than anything, than fixing the real problem and getting somebody for the long term.
Would you call the Seattle Seahawks about Geno Smith, Bob?
No. Ship has sailed.
No.
City dweller?
No, thank you.
Are you interested in Kirk Cousins?
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not. Although the crazy thing is, he might be the best quarterback of anybody I just mentioned. Yeah, who knows? But maybe another year removed from his Achilles surgery.
Yeah, but I thought he made that jump after, you know, first few games. Steelers took advantage. He was not sharp, and he got better. Then he got worse in a hurry. He middle of the season, he was going upright, making Atlanta legit, and then all of a sudden it fell apart.
Would you call the Cardinals about Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that, Bob?
I would make a call just because I'd like to see where their position is with him.
It's Who would you rather have, Kyler Murray or Trevor Lawrence?
I prefer pocket passers who can do it, so I'll go Lawrence on that one.
I would also rather have Trevor Lawrence. I would call on Murray because I think the mobility factor would be intriguing to Tomlin.
Man, I said earlier that I'd be very interested in Trevor Lawrence, but he's also been very disappointing. Let's be honest about that. He's been borderline bust, Bob. Of course, he did win a playoff game, which is something they haven't done around here in 8 years. But I think I'd want Murray more than Trevor. And I'm surprised, Bob, that you're not more enamored with the running part of the game. You would rather have a pocket guy?
Yeah, I still think you need, first and foremost, you need a guy who can dissect defenses from the pocket. People talk about the mobility aspect of, and that's fine. You need to have it. Trevor Lawrence has it. He can run if he has to. But I prefer someone who's going to do the operating from the pocket. If you have to design some plays that work that are bootlegs, use the speed, whatever. But if it's a steady diet of legs only and not much passing in the pocket, then I'm not interested.
Now, I know that contract is pretty prohibitive. I don't know what it would be on Arizona's end, but I'd be very intrigued. I'm a big Kyler Murray fan, I have to say, Bob. I think in some ways, you know, you're playing in Arizona. He lost DeAndre Hopkins a couple of years ago. I don't know that he's had the greatest weapons, although they drafted Harrison for him last year. I just think he's a pretty good two-way quarterback. I'd be intrigued to see him. I think he's better than Justin Fields.
I said I'd call, and I'd see what the ramifications would be. But
then again, is he that much of an upgrade on Fields where he'd give up precious assets like a first-round pick? Probably not. Probably not, Limits. How about you?
Oh, that's a tight one. No, probably not a first-round pick. I'd more so be willing to deal a second.
412-928-9370. What do you make of this report? All it really says is that Omar made a call. That's all it said.
Yeah.
People
spoke
extrapolate.
With Ryan, and he said that's exactly what it was.
Spoke with him?
Yeah.
Why did you hide this till now, Bob?
Well, I told Austin I was going to try to get on, but he said he already promised the PM team that he'd be on, so he's going to be on with them. But he basically said, all I'm saying is that they made a call.
Yeah.
Nothing beyond that.
Right.
And I would believe that. If they're doing their due diligence and they see an opportunity of a team that's going through a change, that there's some confusion about, you know, their GM, who they're going to hire, this is a good time to hit them when there's some a little consternation in their front office. Maybe you can get away with something like that. So, sure, you call. But I don't believe Jacksonville wants to part ways with him.
What else did Ryan Burr say in the conversation that you kept from me?
That's it. It wasn't much. It was a tweet, actually, a tweet conversation or a text conversation.
Text conversation.
But that's, and he doubled down on, that's what he reported, that it was just a phone call.
Yeah, and then he said the Steelers would give up a first and second. People said, wait, you're reporting that too, what they would give up? He said, no, that was just what I'm thinking they would give up.
I think it would probably cost you a little bit more than that. He's a young, how old is he? He's 25?
Yeah, but I mean, he's bordering on bust material right now, especially for
bust
the top
material,
overall
everyone
pick.
Wants to immediately come to that conclusion. I think quarterbacks are different in that they sometimes take a little bit more time, and in the right system, you can extract from them the things that made them viable in the first place.
He was a disaster this year, Bob. In the last 2 years combined, he had 32 touchdowns and 21 picks. 32 and 21.
He also had a bad team, was a revolving door of coaches.
I know.
I still think that impacts players.
Believe me, I'd still be intrigued by the talent. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm keeping that in mind. I'll tell you that much. Dan Orlovsky thinks the Titans should trade the number one pick for Trevor Lawrence. Did you see that story, Bob?
No.
What do you make of that?
If I were Tennessee, I probably would do it only because I think I know more about him than I do these quarterbacks coming out.
Why is he even saying that?
I am not a big fan of whether or not Shedeur Sanders, or for that matter, Cam Ward, will take a step into elite status of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I've seen too much of their games just from my eye, and I certainly don't know what all these scouts know, but what I do know is that they've been erratic in college at times.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I'm going to give a number one pick to either of them.
Man, that's interesting. And why is he even talking about it? Why are people talking about Trevor Lawrence in a trade if he's totally off the board?
Because you know how social media works.
Totally off the board would be my point.
Right. You can always talk about it. And
yes.
You can extract conversation from it. But that's all that is.
Is it? Well, it's like the house theory. Isn't every house available for the right offer?
You think the Steelers would make an crazy offer?
I don't know what they would do.
I don't think they'd do that. I just don't.
It's interesting to me that lots of people seem to be like nobody's talking about quarterbacks who are completely off the board. But why are people talking about trading for Trevor Lawrence? Because he's underachieving, and because people are desperate for quarterbacks, right?
Yes, and they would be too. Even if they acquired the number one overall pick, what makes you think that pick is going to do better than what he did?
Oh, I'm not saying he would. My point there was, it's not just Ryan Burr who's mentioning things like this. That's interesting to me. And any underachieving player in the NFL could be traded. Especially at a position of desperation.
And we've seen more trades in the NFL the last 5 years than we have seen prior to that. Remember, it was very difficult, even at the trade deadline, Joe, you remember these days, where you can actually come up with a trade. Most of them had no movement at all. There wasn't much going on. And then all of a sudden, some teams started to do it. Now you do see activity at the trade deadline. It's certainly never going to catch up to what baseball or what hockey or the NBA do on their trade deadlines, but it is an active deadline period, and it is something that can change things around.